Hello, this is Robert Rickover at Body Learning, and today my guest is Louise Eddington. Louise is British, but she lives in Utah, and she is an evolutionary astrologer and a life coach, and she has had lessons in the Alexander Technique using Skype with Sharon. Her teacher has been Sharon Jacobisi, who's an Alexander Technique teacher in Los Angeles. And we're going to talk today about her experiences with Skype Alexander sessions. And Louise, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Could you begin, for any of our listeners who may not be familiar with the Alexander Technique, if you could just give your quick 1 or 2 second take on what it is?
Well, how I see the Alexander Technique is that it's a method that undoes all the bad habits that we pick up over the years, and it just improves every bit of use of the body, including the breathing and how we stand and how we sit. In fact, everything. To me, Alexander Technique, it's really unusual. It kind of works in very, very small ways, mm-hmm. but its impact is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. So, how did you even come to be taking lessons in the Alexander Technique?
Okay, well, I went to a business event in LA that Sharon Jacobisi was speaking at. She was one of the presenters, and it was for quite a small, intimate group. So rather than a presentation, she did an interactive workshop, and she asked for volunteers to just walk across the room. And I have had quite severe public speaking performance anxiety, if you like, for most of my life. But something pulled me to stick my hand up. And so I walked across the room, and basically I walked like a complete duck because all eyes were on me and I was terrified of doing it in front of people. And Sharon just made minuscule adjustments gently and asked me to walk across the room again. And the release I felt was quite profound, actually brought me to tears, you know. Mm-hmm. So I decided that this might help me, because in business I would like to be out there speaking to people mm-hmm. and to groups. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So your initial experience was a bit of hands-on work from a teacher.
It was, yeah. But very, very, about 5 minutes.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And you live in Park City, Utah, where I don't believe there are any Alexander teachers, as far as I know.
That's right. I did look before.
Right.
Yeah.
So you then decided to have a Skype sessions with Sharon. Mm-hmm. And tell me a little bit about how that worked, maybe just on the technical side of things from your point of view.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'm quite lucky that I have quite a good space where I put my computer. I think you would have to have quite good, well, obviously you'd have to have quite good camera visibility, because Sharon needed to see how I was standing and everything that I was doing. Mm-hmm. So I do have a good space for that. So I would line my computer up so that she could see me really well, and she would do the same at her end, because she would often demonstrate what she was telling me, mm-hmm. Either with her own body or with the use of a skeleton. Also, she would explain things, and she would just talk me through things and then watch me on Skype and speak to me and talk me through things.
And would she then suggest to you some self-direction ideas? She would say, why don't you think about this or that as you're walking, for example?
Yes, she would.
That sort of thing. And then she would give you feedback on what she saw you doing, and you probably sometimes noticed a change.
Yes, exactly. You know, she'd say, suggest feeling, really feeling like my legs, the bottom of my legs, you know, mm-hmm. things, grounding, mm-hmm. things like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you had a series of lessons around 20, I believe you said?
Yeah, I think it was 20 or 24.
Right. Yeah. And mm-hmm. and how long a period were you taking those?
It was about 6 months. Mm-hmm. We usually had one a week. There was very few weeks we missed because right, of whatever. Right. Yeah.
And could you say a little bit about what you noticed in you over that mm-hmm. period of time?
Well, I mean, the difference was quite profound and gradual, but there was a lot of focus on the breathing and the grounding for me because of the I wasn't dealing with a pain issue, which I know mm-hmm. Alexander's often used for. Although I must say it improved everything in that respect as well, like how I sit at the computer. But one of the most profound things for me was realizing that we really actually don't breathe most of the time.
Mm-hmm. We tend to hold our breaths, exactly. breaths quite inappropriately. Yeah.
Yes.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And that was a big change for me because using the breathing exercises or just the focus on the breathing that Sharon taught me really changed me completely when I'm in front of groups. And also how I stand, the confidence. You know, I still do some of the exercises that Sharon taught me. Not every day now. I love constructive rest, which I'm sure you, mm-hmm. you could tell people about. But I use a lot of the breathing exercises and just to focus on it before I go in front of a group. And I reached a point where I actually ran my own event for 2 days, completely me on my own speaking to the audience with really no nerves whatsoever. So to me, that's such mm-hmm. a dramatic change.
And you would attribute that, the ability to do that, to your lessons with Sharon, I assume.
Completely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Any other effects of the lessons, maybe unexpected ones that you noticed?
Mm. Well, there's the sitting. Because I work on the computer most of the day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I would get the twinges and the aches and pains from not sitting correctly. And now I just, I forget and I find myself sitting in a bad way again. But then I can notice, it's the awareness, I think. It's brought the awareness to me. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'll go, oh, all I need to do is kind of just adjust that slightly. Remember to breathe, you know, drop into my body so mm-hmm. it's really grounded. And then the twinges tend to go when they do that.
Right. Do yeah. you think that if there had been a teacher in your area or if a teacher were to show up in Park City, that you would be interested in taking more conventional Alexander lessons?
I would. Yeah, I would like to see the difference. Mm-hmm. I mean, it worked for me the first time because I had met Sharon and trusted her and I just felt drawn to her anyway. And it did work on Skype, to be honest. But I would like to try the difference to, you know, feel how it worked.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Yeah.
What would be your advice based on your experience for someone who has read about or heard about the Alexander technique but does not have access to a teacher locally, would you wholeheartedly endorse their exploration of Skype sessions, or would there be some caveats around that? I mean, what would you say? You had a friend in some other location mm-hmm. where there was no teacher and you were talking about the technique, and would you, I assume, bring up Skype as a possibility?
I really would, yes, because it did work for me. And I must admit, I'm one of those people that throws myself wholeheartedly into everything. So, you know, combined with Sharon's lessons, she recommended a couple of books and mm-hmm. things, and I bought those and read those as mm-hmm. well. just to really get to fill myself up with Alexander technique. So, you know, if you're one of those people that kind of isn't prepared to put your all into it, then Skype might not work for you, I guess.
Well, I think probably you could say the same thing about regular lessons. I would say so.
Yeah, because it's very much what you do with the advice of the teacher. Yeah. Or what you undo, I should say.
Right. And I guess one final question. You work as a evolutionary astrologer and life coach. Has your Alexander experience affected those areas of your life, in those areas?
Yeah, I do believe it has, actually. It's increased my confidence overall, having been quite a shy person. Now people don't believe I'm at all shy, but in astrological terms, I have a 12th house sun, which tends to be quite shy. And now my voice resonates more deeply. I'm just more generally confident, and that attracts more people to me for my work, and also gives me the ability to help more people because I'm less reserved when I'm speaking to them.
Is there anything you want to add before we come to an end?
Well, really, I just general about Alexander technique. I've used a lot of modalities and techniques, and Alexander, you know, I heard about it many years ago in the UK, and it just didn't make sense to me because it just just teach you how to stand right and everything changes. But there's a lot more to it, I would say, you know, and it's very, you know, it's so, such slight things, slight differences make a big difference. Changes.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think maybe on that note, we should bring our conversation to a close. My guest today has been Louise Eddington. She is an Alexander Technique student who lives in Park City, Utah, and she is also an evolutionary astrologer and a life coach. We will put a link to her website by the interview. If anything about our talk intrigues you, about the Alexander Technique in general, we'll put a link to a site that will give you more information about the technique. Will enable you to locate a teacher near you if there is one. And we'll also, on that site, provide a list of teachers who work with Skype or other forms of distance learning. Louise, thank you so much for this.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.